Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from downtown San Francisco, the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, on all the other outlets as well. We stream through SBNationLive.com. In fact, our website, SportsByline.com, go there, click Listen Live. Any emails, Rick@SportsByline.com, those go to me, and those are important because of three reasons. Number one, questions, comments, or concerns. Number two, that's how you're going to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour. And number three, it is the cheat code request at the end of the show. Once again, Rick@SportsByline.com. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We are also on, those are Apple publications for receiving the programming. We're on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say AWACS overhead. If you're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Actually, I've never had a call from a Space Force Guardian. I'd love to get a call from a Cleveland Guardian, too, if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Also on the internet, I think I said that, sportsbyline.com. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. How about, this is live radio, Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man. See the man, male Caucasian. It is the Dan Patrick channel, and all my truckers out there, where you at? And if you have cable TV, we are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. We are there as well. We have an interview this week that'll be coming up a little more than about 15 or so minutes from now, and it is going to concern Mutant Football League 2. We'll have an interview there. We'll also give away a brand new game, as I mentioned, and I'll let you know the new releases this week. Whenever new games come out, the other games come down the shelf. They come a little bit more affordable. If you want to tweet or X at me, those you can send those to @RickTittles. I enunciate my T's. And remember, this show is all about y'alls and your calls too. 1-800-878-PLAY. It is the Video Game Review. We only have an hour, so come on back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, thank you for that. A little Mini Bosses, a band out of Brazil with a nice cover of Port Town. That was on F-Zero, you might remember. It is the Video Game Review. How you doing? I'm Rick Tittle. Doing all right. Coming up in the next segment, we will have an interview with a man from Digital Dreams. They've been making Mutant Football League for a long time. And, of course, with the... The big game is finito now, but we need to, you can't say it. All right, the Super Bowl's finito, but we can talk about what's going on with them and what they predicted over there. We'll do that next, but we have open lines right now. Sony did explain kind of why the PlayStation Network went down for 24 hours, and this was, what was it? I guess reported yesterday, at least in Europe. And so PSN users were not able to play online or access any online features for a lot of their PS5 and PS4 games. And while it was down, because servers are usually offline very temporarily, gamers started to worry if there was a repeat of the 2011 hack. Do you remember the 2011 hack? That saw the data of more than 77 million users compromised, and PSN was down for 23 days. So Ask PlayStation, one of their Twitters, said last night, network services have fully recovered from an operational issue. We apologize for the inconvenience and thank the community for their patience. All PlayStation Plus members will automatically receive an additional 5 days of service. Okay. That's fine. So I guess the reason I'm bringing this up is just to let you know that there was not anything nefarious, or your ID has not been stolen again. Was it stolen before? Not really. I'm also not a big awards ceremony person when it comes to Grammys and Tonys and Oscars and things. I used to when I was a kid, but I remember when Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan for Best Movie, I kind of washed my hands of the whole thing. But we do know that the Grammys have started. This is the third year now that they have recognized video game soundtracks. And so it was the 67th Grammys and the third time that we've had an award. It went to Winifred Phillips, who took home Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media. That's the category. For her work on Wizardry, Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord. And that's a pretty faithful 3D remake of the original Wizardry back from 1981, which was a medieval fantasy RPG, was kind of a pioneer in the party-based video game space. And, I mean, you can see influences of it in Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest and a lot of others. And so the remake stayed pretty true to its roots and even allowed you to view the original Apple II interface while you were playing it. But as I was saying, the award in 2023 went to Stephanie Economou for Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And then Stephen Barton and Gordy Hobb won last year for Star Wars Jedi Survivor. And I think worth noting is Bear McCreary, who is known for composing the music of the God of War series, has been nominated all 3 years since its inception and has lost. So right now, the Susan Lucci Daytime Grammy for that. But if you want to know who the contenders were that Wizardry, Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord beat out, went up against Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora by Pinar Toprak. I mentioned God of War, Ragnarok, Valhalla by Bear McCreary. Marvel, Spider-Man 2 by John Paisano. And Star Wars Outlaws by Wilbert Rogier II. And in her acceptance speech, Phillips expressed gratitude to Digital Eclipse. They are the developers behind the 3D remake of this, as I mentioned, 1981 RPG classic. She also acknowledged the growing recognition of just video game music. She said, "Thank you for believing in music for games and recognizing it for breathing life, enthusiasm, and energy into what we do. It means so much." And then after the ceremony was over, she described the experience as overwhelming. She said, "I really didn't expect it. The category was populated with so much brilliance this year, and I have so much deep respect for the other nominees. To have been recognized as just a highlight of my career, it truly is, and I'm blown away." She also talked about some of the challenges of composing music for video games. She was sort of emphasizing the interactive nature of video games because she said, quote, "We're creating music that accompanies people who are having an experience, making choices, and living a grand story. It feels like a collaboration with the players, like you know them and they know you. It's really special." So if you're into this type of thing, you might know her name already. Winifred Phillips, because she worked on God of War. She worked on Little Big Planet 2, Little Big Planet 3, Sackboy, A Big Adventure. It's funny, Little Big Planet and Sackboy remind me of each other so much. Assassin's Creed 3, Liberation, Ubisoft title. And so she has received awards before, and she got nominated for Best Original Soundtrack back at the Game Audio Network Guild. That was 4 years ago. That was before the Grammy started recognizing this. And with the victory, this has kind of cemented her as a trailblazer in video game music as well. But the other thing to remember is that the bloops and bleeps that we used to have back in the, you know, the 8-bit days, I always liked that. And I mentioned years ago, I had a video game composer, Tommy Tallarico, in studio with me a couple of times. There was a thing called Video Games Live that they used to have down in San Jose, and I went a couple times, and then they would symphony orchestra would play music, and this all started in Tokyo. Tokyo was the first Philharmonic to play video game music, which I thought was outstanding. I thought, why can't we have that here? And we did get it in the Bay Area, which is cool. But I also remember in the Orange Box, which was the name of a fantastic collaboration on originally just Xbox 360 Shiny Disc, and it had Half-Life 2 Parts 1 and 2, it had Team Fortress 2 online game, and then it had a game called Portal. Like, what was that? And then at the end of the end of the game, when you won it, "This is a triumph, Aperture Science." Do you remember that song? That one, Song of the Year. And I remember that was at the GDC as well. So we've been giving out, people who are in the video game space, awards for music have been given out for some time. It's just being mainstream is what it is. It's like, I'm sure there are a lot of people, maybe older people, who think the first video game system ever was the Wii. Because the Wii was the first one because of the motion that you saw in, like, in nursing homes and cruise ships. And, you know, it wasn't out of line to see your grandma and grandpa have a Wii in their house. And they probably thought, oh, this is cool. This is you can do this stuff at home. And it's like, yeah, that's like 7th gen, but yeah, 6th gen, whatever it was. But I do think it's cool, and especially Wizardy Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord as well, because this was the first party-based RPG video game ever released. And so, I mean, it's just dungeon crawling deluxe. You craft your own party of adventurers. You go into the labyrinth. You have a mad overlord named Trebor. You're in search of the amulet stolen by the evil wizard, Wordna. Gotta love that. You know, battle groups, challenging enemies, traps, hidden traps, getting deeper and deeper in the dungeon. At the end, you got to face Wordna yourself as well. So the commitment to accuracy they had, as I said, going over the original 1981 game code. All right, good stuff. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back with the man behind Mutant League Football. Get on back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show Michael Mendheim, and he is here to talk about the results of Mayhem Bowl 59, and I can report to everyone that the Carcass City Creeps outlasted the Killadelphia Evils 34-28. By the way, you can buy this year's simulation of the Mayhem Bowl on Mutant League Football 2 for the Xbox. Go to Microsoft.com. And, of course, for the PC, just go to Steam. Michael, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about what went down with the Mayhem Bowl.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Well, I mean, the game was we simulate the game every year, and we have a pretty good track record on picking the winners as well as, you know, the final score. If you are into betting over-under, we usually hit it. So it was a tight game. It was a hard-fought battle between the two teams, and in Mutant Football League, we also have a lot of deaths going on during the game. In the fourth quarter, it looked like the Killadelphia Evils were going to win the game. They were just, we were inside the 2-minute warning, under 40 seconds, and somehow they turn over the ball. Kansas City recovers the ball, and then the Carcass City Creeps work their way down the field with Mahomes to Belchi for the score, and they win it in overtime.
All right, so for people who are just hearing about Mutant League Football right now, tell us about just what that is, please.
What the hell is Mutant Football League? Mutant Football League is a game, and we're currently in development on Mutant Football League 2, and that's the product that we simulated the game. And what it is, it's a football game, and it's very similar, more in style to like an NFL Blitz than, say, a Madden, because it's fast-paced, arcade action, and it's less simmy. But that's not to say it's not a really kind of deep football game, because it is. There's a lot of strategy, but it's more of an NFL Blitz style of gameplay. So in our game, in addition to all the elements of kind of regular football, you play the game with a bunch of mutants. So these are like orcs, skeletons, mutated superhumans, And they can die in while you play. So in addition to the awesome tactics of regular NFL football, you can also kind of target and bring weapons out in the game on the field and try to decimate the opposing team, and specifically targeting their all-stars. And then, of course, the play field that they play on has traps and hazards on it, like landmines and all, you know, lasers. We have a thing called a mutant worm where this creature pops out of the ground and will grab a guy and pull him back into the ground. So there's all kinds of obstacles and hazards going on while you're trying to play. And, oh, yeah, sometimes players carry shotguns and other types of weapons onto the field.
Not only can you bribe the refs, but you can assassinate them. Is that right?
Well, yeah. so we will use the word eliminate. But, you know, so everybody kind of watching the games with Kansas City goes, oh, man, you know, those refs seem to be favoring Kansas City, right? But there's nothing you can do about that except, you know, throw a beer at your television set. However, in Mutant Football League, you can actually call a play called Attack the Ref. And when everybody lines up on the line of scrimmage, players on one team who called the Attack the Ref play will jump off sides and literally attack the ref. This is useful if the ref is bribed.
So you guys over at Digital Dreams Entertainment, Mutant Football League 2 is available as we speak, or is it still baited?
So it's still, we're still developing the product, right? It's not going to come out till next fall of this year.
All right.
However, we have people that like being involved in the development process. So while the game's in development, I mean, it's playable and it's pretty polished, but I would still consider it not being alpha at this point because we're still putting in features. But people can go to Steam Early Access, or on Xbox Live, they have a program called Game Preview. And you could get the game early and then interact with the development team and tell us what you like or you don't like. And we work with the community to develop the product. So if people like go, oh, I don't like this, or can you put this team in? Or, you know, they give all kinds of creative suggestions. Some of them we can do, some of them we can't do. But it's all about community-driven development where we're actually working with the people who, at the end of the day, play the game, the consumers, but they get to be involved in the process of developing the game.
And then how cool is it that not only can you create your own team and franchise logos, but the uniform, the branding, the stadium, the music, and, remember, traps and hazards on the field as well, right?
Yeah, that's kind of a big feature that we put in. Create your own mutant team. So, yeah, you can name it. You pick the logos. You can define your team's identity, and then that'll kind of determine the types of plays you get and the types of players that get generated for your team. And then we have a Doom Field designer where you can go in. It's an editor, and you can kind of create it sandboxy. You can lay your hazards on the field how you want them. You can do your weather settings. You get to name your stadium and all of that. And then you save that, and it's fun. It's not like it's kind of very casual how we designed it, so it's not like you know, you have to be an engineer to figure out how to do it. It's very casual. And then you take that online and you go play with your created team against other Mutant Football League community.
And we just have about a minute, but as you play full 17-game seasons and trading players, free agent signings, card collection, skillroid injections, the upgrading of your players as well, it's all there for the season mode, isn't it?
Yeah, all that stuff's in. I wouldn't call it all at a, you know, completely finished because we're still tuning and polishing it based on community feedback. But yeah, it's all in the game right now.
And you guys founded this company now about 15 years ago, and you think about all the other projects that you have done. And in a world where we're hearing about layoffs and everything, you guys are still going strong. It's cool.
Yeah, well, for us, it's been really tough, right? Because part of our development was in Kiev, Ukraine.
Yeah.
So some of our engineers are in Ukraine, and it's just been very hard because going through the pandemic, then like 2 weeks after everybody in the world kind of opened up because of the pandemic, Russia invaded Ukraine. So they really had a tough time of it out there. But those guys keep pounding away. And the other thing before we get off, Rick, I just want to say thanks to all the servicemen out there for keeping us safe. Really appreciate everything those men and women do for us.
Great stuff from Michael Mendheim from Digital Dreams Entertainment. Go to MutantFootballLeague.com on Twitter, Mutant Football, Instagram, Mutant Football, and check it out. Michael, good stuff, man. Let's catch up down the road.
Okay, thank you, Rick. It's always a pleasure.
I'm Rick Tittle. We will come on back on Sports Byline.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review. All
right. Thank you so much. And welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Open lines 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. And this game just came out 2 days ago for the PC. It's called Delvirium. Like you're delving in. Delvirium. And it is developed and published by Sage Stone Games. And here's the blurb. Explore, build, farm, craft, and fight in this vast procedurally generated survival adventure for up to 4 players. What you do is up to you, but the deeper you delve, the more you uncover the hidden truth. Could you be the hero to restore stability to the land and put an end to the invading faults? FAULTS, like you think, in quotes, the invading faults. This has a very much Zelda on the NES top-down look to it. A little cleaner, but definitely you would say it's a nod in that direction. My question is, Delvirium, does this remind you of the first Zelda game, or does this remind you of Contra? Let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win Delvirium for the PC from Sage Stone Games, developed and published. And we will get to the new releases coming up here in this segment very shortly. Every once in a while, in fact, more than not, you get these subjective lists of, you know, best female character in an RPG, or, you know, best open world maps, whatever it is. You know, not just games of the year. But I did see an article on Digital Trends that said the hardest boss fights in video game history. Now, that's a lot to say. And I'm not going to do reverse ageism, because I saw the article was written by a guy named Jesse Lennox, and Jesse Lennox looks like he's about 12 years old. So I've been playing video games a lot longer than him. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm sure he does, or he wouldn't be a writer there. But there are so many boss fights that are horrific. None of the ones that were on my list were on his. Let me just tell you his. He has the boss in Sans Undertale. And the thing I remember about Sans Undertale is that you don't have to kill a single enemy. You play the game as a complete pacifist, and then you're rewarded for it. And the boss at the end is just like this skeleton, and he says, you feel like you're going to have a bad time. But I never played it. He has Mike Tyson in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's just kind of that's like going to a karaoke bar. Someone's going to sing Sweet Caroline. It's like, okay, fair enough. Shao Kahn in Mortal Kombat 9. Now, once again, I didn't play that, so I don't know. I did play Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, and he has promised consort Radahn. And look, From Software bosses, even the ones that are considered minor or mini bosses or sub bosses, they're all horrific. And as I said, Promise, Consort, Rawdon. You know, if you think about Ishin from Sekiro, I mean, even Miyazaki claimed himself that that was the most hard boss that they could make within the limitations of the game. Because Rawdon is huge, fast, never lets up on the attacks, and that's just the first phase. And if you can manage to find a way to get through it, he gets an entirely new set of holy AoE attacks that make him nearly impossible. And then he heals, dodges attacks. It's just not very fun. He has Hollow Knight from Absolute Radiance. Can't say I played that one either. This is the thing. This is why I need my unpaid correspondence. You listening right now. I can't play everything. Emerald Weapon in Final Fantasy VII. I remember that one. And, I mean, every Final Fantasy game hides away one or more super bosses that are meant to be end game level bosses. And the original Final Fantasy VII, these were various weapons you could try to get on the final disc. And of all the weapons, Emerald is typically considered the hardest. You got to go underwater, which means you have to hold your breath. And the thing is, you can hold your breath for 20 minutes, which I think is funny. But if you waste a materia slot, if you equip underwater materia, well, then you go a half hour. But you probably need that slot. And the odds are the timer isn't even going to be an issue, because you get hit once and 50% of your entire party's hit points are gone. And it does suck. He's got Through the Fire and Flames Guitar Hero 3. And that's not really a boss, but that was the last level. And that was pretty horrific. I did get through that, though. Absolute Virtual Final Fantasy 11 he's got as well. And he says, those are the hardest video game bosses of all time. Well, I beg to differ. I remember, and I've told this story on this show before, probably multiple times over the years, but I played a game called Mylon's Secret Castle when it came out from Hudson Soft on the NES. And at the end of the game, and Mylon had one hit point, and if you died, you had to start over. But his weapon was bubbles. He would blow a bubble, and then it would drop on the enemy. And at the end, there was the skeleton of a pterodactyl that you had to fight. And I remember I fought this thing, and it showed damage. I would dump a bubble on his head, and it would flash. So I was like, psh, psh, psh. So I'm like, I knew I was hurting it. There was no health bar, but I could see I was causing some damage. And it took forever and ever, and I'm running for my life, and I'm dodging. I'm dumping bubbles. I did it for about 45 minutes. And I finally got killed. And back then, this is very cute, but back then, there was a phone number on the back of the box, and it was a 415 number, which is, you know, San Francisco and the peninsula. So, you know, Bay Area where I am. So I called the number, and it sounded like a guy was eating a bowl of cereal and had a really thick Asian accent, and I can't do it in 2025. I'd get canceled. But he basically said, what's the problem? And I said, I'm dumping bubbles on him. He goes, yeah, do that. I go, I did it for like 45 minutes. He goes, you got to keep going. I go, I got to do it longer than 45 minutes. He goes, that's the only way. You got to keep going. I went, what? And then I did it for like an hour and it didn't work. And I called him back and I was like in a bad mood. I go, dude, I did it for an hour. He goes, oh, and he's like chewing something. It's like, dude, don't give up, man. I go, so I got to do it over an hour. He goes, don't give up. I'm like, oh my God. And then it was like an hour and 5 minutes. I was like 5 minutes shy. So there's 3 hours I'll never get back. But to me, the one where I just threw up my hands and I'm like, okay, forget it. Just forget it. Was at the end of Metroid Prime on the GameCube. One of my favorite games, just amazing graphics. And people are like, oh, they didn't have the high def graphics that the Xbox 360 and the PS3 have. at the time, and I'm like, have you seen the graphics on Metroid Prime? Astounding, the lighting, fighting all the Chozo ghosts and all the other things I had to do. And then you get to this planet and this giant Metroid, it sticks down. It's like talons.
Do the chickens have large talons?
It sticks down. These talons just scrapes through the surface of Mars or wherever it was. And you couldn't even fire at it. And someone's like, well, you got to know the patterns and you got to jump out of the way. And then you have to have a certain thing where you have to shoot a missile. I'm like, I would get there. It'd be so hard to get there. And by the time I would get there, I had to have no missiles left. I'd have no hit points. And then boom, dead. Boom, dead. Then I'd make it. Maybe I'd have a few missiles. Boom, dead. I'm like, all right, screw it. I can't take it anymore. That to me, I mean, it's literally as soon as it's like if you boxed a professional boxer, like if I was going to, you know, fight Deontay Wilder, like as soon as I put my fist up, I would get knocked out. And it's just like, all right, this is just it's a waste of time. So, you know, Jesse, nice list, but that you just say what you should say when you do an article like that. Just say my hardest bosses. Don't call it the hardest bosses in the history of video games, because as you listen to me right now, you probably have two or three or four right now you're thinking of that you hated. All right. Here are the games this week. Astronomics. This is for the PC. Cold VR. This is for PC and Meta. Serial Cleaner. This is a phone game for your Android and Mac, or I should say iPhone. Civ 7. We were talking about that the other day. This is on all the big boy systems. That's the 4 and the 5, the Xbox Series X and S, one Switch, PC. Steam Dolls, Order of Chaos on the PC, as is the executive movie industry icon. Legacy, Steel and Sorcery on the PC. Sancticide on the PC. Alien Rogue Incursion PC. Echoes of the Plum Grove on the Switch. Rugby 25 PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One. I think this is outstanding. Not because I'm a rugby fan, I just like having access to it. I remember when I was in England in 2002 and they had Ian Lara's cricket. And I was like, I'd love to have a cricket game in America, but I realized it wouldn't sell. But yes, Rugby 25 in America. Slime Heroes, X and S, PC, and 1. Snezhinka, Sentinel Girls 2. Once again, Snezhinka, Sentinel Girls 2, Switch, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. The Escape Room Chronicles, Episode 3, The Southern Resort, on the PC. Tiny Terry's Turbo Trip, PS5 and Switch. Urban Myth Dissolution Center, wow, PS5, Xbox Series, X and S, Switch, PC. After Love EP, PS5, Switch, X and S. Blood Hunting. This is on the 1 and the X and the S. Dead Dragons, very anime looking, on all the big systems. Helios Hotel, Night Shift. And Tomb Raider 4, 5, 6, all remastered for next gen systems. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with the cheat code.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And we are now at the part of the show where I give away a brand new game. Actually, I already did that part. This is the part where I actually give away a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I like looking them up for older games as well, because some people, that's still the last system they have. This one comes from Veronica. Veronica says, how do I get Howard the Duck in Lego Marvel Super Heroes on the 360? Thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can email me throughout the week. I have that. I can tell you how to do it, and not just on the 360, but on the One, the Wii U, the PS3, the PS4. It all works for that. And Howard the Duck isn't exactly the most famous Marvel character of all time. Unless you remember his very quirky movie in the mid-80s, which some people say is the worst movie of all time. But as a comic book character, Howard the Duck was actually pretty cool. Go to the pause menu, select extras, and enter the code J55RSS. Once again, J55RSS in Lego Marvel Super Heroes on all those systems I mentioned. Wii U, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, PS4. And you will get Howard the Duck. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and we'll do it again right here on the Video Game Review.